welcome to our third Sunday after Pentecost, audio worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our service Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. This is Pastor Olena, June 21st, 2020. In today's lessons, we learn that to follow Christ, to live our baptism, to be a Christian will not be a life of ease, peace, and abundance, but rather one of trouble and contradiction. All the apostles and the prophets found this to be true. Jeremiah's complaint in the first reading is repeated by all who have discovered the Christian life. Ease but warfare between life and death. But in our second reading, Paul says, because Jesus gave himself to the defeat of the devil and our spiritual slavery, by letting all have its way with him to the cross, all who believe are freed and made participants in newness of life by simple faith in this grace and mercy of God for us. From the Gospel's lesson, Jesus says three times today, do not be afraid. So now, even with the prophet's complaint repeated, we can rejoice with him, singing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. May the Lord bless our worship as we confess, praise, and sing together.
His voice. Soon years on earth are past. we spend expressing, the love of God brings blessing that will forever last.
Yet even though I suffer the world's unpleasantness, and though the days grow rougher and bring me great distress, that day of bliss divine, which knows no end or measure, and Christ who is my pleasure, forever shall be mine.
Join me for the confession of our sins and absolution. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and you forgive the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your mercy for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My sisters and brothers, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given His only Son to die for us, and for His sake forgives all our sins. To those who believe on His name, He gives the power to become the children of God, and has promised them His Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace to men's forever. We praise Thee, we bless Thee, we worship Thee. We glorify Thee, we give thanks to Thee for our great glory. O Lord God, have we been.
Let's pray. O God, because of your abiding presence always goes with us, keep us aware of your daily mercies that we may live secure and content in your eternal love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verse 7 through 13. O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I've become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I cry out and I shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I'm weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. Say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived. Then we can overcome him and take over revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoers. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading for this morning is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 12 through 23. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as an instrument of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as an instrument for righteousness. For sin will have no domain over you, since you are not under the law but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one who you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks to be God, that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standards of the teaching to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness, leading to mere lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting in that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and is in this eternal life. For the wage of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of our Lord.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. These 12 Jesus sent out instructing them, Brother will deliver brother over to death, and father his child, and children will rise again as parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, and all hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim in the housetop. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are for more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
The devotion for this morning is brought to us by Pastor Robert Stallman.
Good morning. This is a devotion for the third Sunday after Pentecost from Romans 6. We begin with a prayer. O Lord, your gracious presence never fails to guide and govern us, whom you have nurtured with your steadfast love. As we use your holy name in our worship, move us to adore you and serve you. We pray this in the name of Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The reading is from Romans 6, beginning at verse 12 and continuing through verse 23. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not yield your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but yield yourselves to God as men who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you yield yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I'm speaking in human terms, because of your natural limitations. For just as you once yielded your members to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now yield your members to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But then what return did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the return you get is sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thus far the reading. In our devotion today, the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Roman Christians, reviews and clarifies our relationship with God by faith in Jesus Christ. As he writes this by God's inspiration, and we read it, we want God's Spirit to move us in a renewed effort to live for God's glory in all of our daily activities. The gospel is a creative force. That's why it's called a means of grace. In other words, through God's word and the sacraments, God in his grace moves us, inspires us, guides us by his Holy Spirit to live as he originally created us, people who would love and serve God perfectly. The gospel, Paul writes, proclaims that the same act which gives the Christian a new status through faith, that act being the death and resurrection of God's Son, that act also gives that person a new life that can be lived in the obedience of faith, because that act of God, through Jesus Christ, frees the Christian to obediently serve God. Jesus Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection liberates the Christian from the power of sin, also from the Old Testament law, and from death itself. The second aspect of the Christian's victory over sin is refusal to let sin reign in one's life. The third aspect is to offer oneself to God. Paul conceived of sin as a power that enslaves, and so he personifies it, and he compares life to being in slavery. At this point, we need to understand the status of a slave. When we think of a servant or employee in our sense of the word, we think of a person who gives a certain agreed part of their time to their master or boss, and then receives a certain agreed wage for doing so. Within that agreed time, he is at the disposal and under the command of his master or employer. But when that time ends, he's free to do as he likes. In Paul's time, the status of the slave was quite different. Literally, he had no time which belonged to himself. Every single moment belonged to his master. He was in his master's absolutely exclusive possession. Paul actually apologizes for using such a picture. He says, I'm only writing this as a human analogy so that your human minds can understand what I'm writing about. He apologized because he did not like to compare the Christian life to any kind of slavery. But the one thing that this picture does show is that the Christian can have no master but God. He cannot give a part of his life to God and another part to the world. Or, as Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, no one can serve two masters. With God, it is all or nothing. As long as Christians keep some part of their lives without God, their Christianity can be questioned. A Christian is a person who has given complete control of their life to Christ, holding nothing back. That is what Jesus Christ did in order that we might be saved and enabled to serve God again. Now that his word has revealed the way trodden by Christ before us and for us, he can bid us enter on that same way. And he gives us courage and strength to enter by pronouncing the promise, sin will have no dominion over you. You are under grace. We enter not under the compulsion of law, but under the power of enabling grace. The point of Paul's words then, reviewing our relationship with God and how it works, is that we use this understanding to shape how we approach our lives in everyday activities, so that God is glorified and we continue as his faithful servants. Amen. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who became a servant willing to suffer and die in our stead, give us all a willingness to be servants also, even as you were a servant for us. Enliven our faith with the result that we serve one another, serve with one another, and work for the good of our families and communities for the glory of God. We may not be able to gather or serve during this pandemic, but we certainly can worship and pray together using various media like this. We pray that you would bless these efforts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Created earth and heaven, the Father.
Please join me for the closing prayer and benediction. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, Holy Spirit, and one God forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our early streaming worship for this morning. May the Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace and serve the Lord.